Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, one and all, to another extra, extra Cast Ranger. It's been a long time.
He's sponsored by Pepsi. At least he wants to be.
It's been a whole hour since I had a Pepsi.
Oh, you poor thing. Should be like Barney Gumble. This is so good in my name.
Barney, my Pepsi.
Oh God.
All right, let's give the news stories to the chat.
Emily's back in person!
Yay!
How are your grandparents?
My grandparents? Oh yeah, that was last week.
They good?
They're doing well.
Were you able to make the thing for them?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Was it a nice
thing? Yes, it was!
Was it a nice thing?
Yeah, it was a picture.
Aww.
We went to a buffet. It was really good.
There you go.
Buffet. Wait, no one gets that.
Wabuffet?
No, it was a reference to Final Fantasy VII Machina Bridge.
Oh my god, there should be a restaurant in the Pokemon world called Wabuffet. It's just a buffet. It's just a buffet restaurant, but all the waiters are Wobbuffets.
Oh my god, I love
and then there's a female Wobbuffet as the hostess.
That would be freaking.
You know what I have to say to that?
Huh?
Why not?
Yeah.
News.
Yeah, and you get welcomed by a bunch of why nots.
No, they're just like the street promoters. They're just like holding signs. Why not? Why not?
Oh yeah, there you go.
That's perfect.
Yeah, the Wobbuffet.
I love the Wobbuffet.
Now I'm hungry.
I know.
Well, it's your fault for not getting lasagna.
Yeah. All right. First in news, Gar said something hilarious in our Cast Ranger chat this week that I felt I just had to share.
Oh.
I don't even remember what it was about, but it was about some change happening, and Gar just comments, "Well, there goes the statues quo."
Oh, no.
Do you remember what that was about?
Yeah, it was like about Infinity War, I think. Or Build or something.
Something like that. Kind of like the statues quo. You mean status quo.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even realize he said it wrong.
You mean Spotify? So yeah, that was funny. And he's not here, but he will be later. Alright, first and obviously most important news, we got the fucking trademark for the Knicks Rider!
Hang on.
Yes, Space Jam once again. It is now my destiny to reference Space Jam in some capacity every week.
Yeah!
Kamen Rider Zio!
Alright, fucking saved everyone the joke.
Yay! Yeah. Spelled Z-I-O, apparently.
And apparently it's pronounced Geo?
Because that's the way Japanese language works. The theory that I've seen fly around is that it's spelled Z-I like this in order to make sure people are pronouncing it Z and not Z.
Yeah.
That way it's not Kamen Rider Zeto, which is already a thing.
Oh.
But now I'm just like, what's he gonna be?
Is it going to be
again? It's next decade. Maybe remember we were seeing those rumored images of how he combined three riders into a form?
Yeah.
That could be it.
I hope that is true. That'd be awesome.
But yeah, another thing that people have been talking about is the fact that maybe it's Z-O because Z-O relates to 20.
Yeah, that looks like 20.
Right?
But we already have a Kamen Rider Z-O.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
I know.
What are we saying, Emily?
No, what's the I there for?
Just to make sure you pronounce it Z and not Z-O.
Or is it meant to be like Z and then 10? So it's like something...
Z-10.
Kamen Rider Z input output.
It could be that too. There's a lot of things it could be.
But yeah, to anyone who thinks it's spelled Geo, I will remind you that the trademark for Kamen Rider X-Aid, even though the Japanese spelled Eguzado, it did actually say X-Aid in proper spelling in that same trademark. So, safe to say this is the correct spelling for Zeo. We're going to have fun over the next year. So, as of this recording, we have no other information except for this trademark filing.
Okay.
Which means we'll probably start seeing scans in the next few weeks.
Wait, really? Already?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to appear in a summer movie, right?
Probably.
Yeah, he'll probably be in the Build movie. Alright, so, if you have any theories or comments or any...
By July, we'll know what this guy's deal is.
This is super exciting.
Yeah, well, see, this is, again, I've said this many times before. I always say, whenever the next rider is announced, and, like, we see what he looks like and everything, then I go, oh, that's cool. What about the next rider's gonna be? I always think about that.
At least it's not every year with Pretty Cure where they're all like, these are the worst designs ever.
Well, sorry, we'll see what happens.
Sorry.
Next. Rip. So, the Evolve driver has found its way into the hands of toy reviewers, and I am hype!
No, it's actually hilarious. Ichi's literally pulling a me with this driver. Like, he is not... He has not shut up about it. He's just so hyped for it. He's buying it. I watched every video
I can find of it.
Yeah, and you're actually probably saying this might be your favorite belt of all time.
It is definitely gunning for it.
So, you stole my bit!
What's really interesting is people who have been experimenting with it have found out that Evol has other forms that we don't know about yet. If you combine the Rider System bottle with Tank, Lock, or even fucking Dinosaur, the Saurus bottle that doesn't even exist. There are Evol form sounds for them.
Well, how did they put in a bottle that doesn't exist? Did they just find it through random pegging?
They create it. The toy modders have, like, these tools where they can, like, put pegs in whatever order they want, and they just slide it in.
Yeah, so it was just random pegging.
Hashtag random pegging.
No, I wasn't thinking.
It's weirdly hilarious to hear in Bloodstar's voice, Dinosaur! Dinosaur! Evolve Dinosaur! But yeah, so he has Tank, Lock, and Dinosaur forms, so I'm even though I didn't have the Tank bottle before, I'm getting one now along with my Evolve driver.
Oh, that's cute.
And I'm getting Remocon so I can comment with Crocodile.
You know what you should get? You should get the Metallic Tank.
If I can.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah. So the Evolve Driver's out. It does a lot of neat shit. It even recognizes best matches. It doesn't do, like, the catchphrase, but it just says the name of the best match. And instead of best match, it says Evolve Match!
That's cool.
This belt has exceeded every one of my expectations, so I'm beyond hyped to get it.
Yeah, no, I was saying, like, they better just pull a White Wizard driver with this and, like, make it so, like, it can use every bottle, and, like, it honestly, it goes, this driver goes beyond it. Like, I'm impressed. I would almost want it, but I'm not. I made a vow to go complete cold turkey on the rest of the belts.
So. I'm tempted to just get the red parts painted like a midnight blue and just make it my own belt, you know? I've come up with a joke name, but I haven't been able to think of anything better. Instead of the Evolve driver, I would call it the Digivol driver.
That's good.
Just because I like Digimon, if that wasn't obvious.
The Ichivol driver.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, you want to paint it blue? I'm just like, don't ruin it. It looks fine, great as it is.
I'm personalizing it.
It's got a lot of blue on it.
Yeah, but the red really screams at me a little. I wouldn't be painting the part where the bottles go in just so it doesn't fuck with them. Okay, anyways, moving along.
Moving on.
Speaking of Build the Movie, we have some information on it. We have confirmed that, just like Exit True Ending, the Build Movie takes place after the series ends. So if you want to avoid what the status quo is on Build at the end of the show, you might want to skip ahead a little bit. You've been warned. So apparently, in the film, Saito, Hokuto, and Toto are now all supporting each other with new governors leading the regions instead of prime ministers.
Well, spoilers! Yeah, now we know that the end of Build, everything turns out fine.
It's not like the whole world gets destroyed.
Maybe it does get destroyed and they rebuild it.
Remember when that was the rumor about what the show would be about?
They say once he gathers all six Pandora panels and puts them in the box, he can destroy all of Japan with the touch of the box, just like that. Tell me his name again. Bloodstar.
Evolt.
Evolt.
The Mad Titan.
Fun isn't something one considers when destroying Japan, but this
shakes a bottle.
This puts a smile on my face. Can we just have the? Can we just have, like, the thumbnail just be Thanos, but with, instead of the gauntlet,
You just put the evil driver over the gauntlet, and then just Bloodstark's or Commander Evil's head over Thanos' head. That's gonna be the thumbnail.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm also surprised we haven't done something like that yet.
Yeah, I know.
Which is funny because that line was not in the movie.
Nope, I noticed that too. That line was not there, and it even seemed a little bit OC.
So, the guest stars for this movie playing the three new governors. Playing Sato's new governor is Fuji Takahashi, who was in Lost in Translation.
Ooh.
With the Kansai region being part of Sato, this Osaka native will use the Kansai dialect for his role. So our new Sato governor is Osakan. Masanobu Katsumura, who was in Dr. X and Godzilla vs. Megaguirus,
yep.
Will play Toto's new governor and will play a key role in the story. And former SKE-48 and Nogizaka 46 member Reina Matsui will play Hokuto's new governor, who is the youngest governor at the age of 26.
We still never found out what happened to Hokuto Lady.
Yeah, she just disappeared.
Just disappeared.
It's safe to say Stark dusted her.
Oh, brutal.
But apparently these three governors were also astronauts who went to Mars. It's unknown if they are friends or enemies, but are connected to a huge mystery surrounding Build. In addition, a former astronaut will be cast in a new light. Ooh.
The Pandora's light?
Fans will unexpectedly agree with the importance of the movie's setting? What the heck does that mean?
Agree with the importance?
I think what they're saying here by former astronaut is Soichi lives.
No, but... And fans will unexpectedly agree with the importance the movie's setting.
As in the importance that the movie is setting.
And so was it meant to be the importance of the movie's setting or the...
Well, you know, no, as in, you know Japan.
The movie is setting up importance.
Okay. Fans will agree with it, but unexpectedly agree. So they're really hoping for, like, fans to think it'll
suck. Oh my god, I agree!
Yes, they're really hoping for fans to think it'll suck and then see the movie and like it.
No, they don't think that'll suck. They'll just be surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just very weird.
Surprise movie. Future.
Surprise, hey, I love that movie.
Hey, it's a good one.
I had some tokusatsu gifs I follow on Twitter. They showed the henshin of... Super Dead Heat from the Surprise Future movie, and just like him, like just fucking holding the truck back while just like transforming. Oh my god, that's like one of the coolest fucking henshins I've ever seen.
Blaze has apparently been posting in their own chat the entire time.
Oh!
I wondered why it was so quiet.
Poor Blaze.
Now you have to copy paste.
Yeah, copy and paste everything you just typed.
Pepsi-chi. Alright, so Comrade Build the movie will be releasing August 4th. Next!
Can't believe we got spoilers for how the movie and the show ends.
Kamen Rider Heisei Generations Final is finally on Blu-ray.
And we've been seeing a couple of clips, and oh my god, this movie is going to be so much fun. It's going to be such a treat. I can't wait. I just can't wait to see my boy fucking Gintaro back in action.
I can't wait to see my boy Ankh.
Yeah, no, you're not even edgy, just Ankh.
No, not edgy.
What about Takaru?
Moving on.
What do you think, Detective?
I missed him.
Aww.
What about Gaim?
I mean, he's cool, but I didn't like him himself that much.
Aww, Bakoda's cute.
So this is interesting.
coming from a post posted by Christopher Alexander McKinnon, May 6th at 11:09 a.m.
Don't out me. So someone posted images of a couple of Ganma Rising cards that are, when laid together, it shows Laser and Genmu fighting in the Genmu versus Laser movie. And the fact that these cards always have the names of the rider forms written out pointed out something interesting. If you look, it's kind of obscured a little, but if you look real close, the blue Laser form isn't Kamen Rider Laser Level X. It's a separate power set called Kamen Rider Laser X.
Laser X, 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 X.
Because it's extreme! I'm actually really happy they made that distinction, because it is a whole different power set, because it uses the Buggle Driver's Y.
You are so much in love with this whole fucking suit,
right?
Rider. Like the whole Barry concept.
It's your favorite rider, but in your favorite color.
And yeah, my favorite rider form, color, one of my favorite belts. He's a transformer, kind of. One of the most interesting characters. Anyways, I've gone on about this for years. Genmu versus Laser just got sub 2, and it's taking all of my willpower to resist watching it because I haven't watched Paradox with Poppy yet.
I know.
But yeah, so being Mr. Belt Mechanics and Form Names and such, I felt I had to mention that because it's very interesting that it is, in fact, Kamen Rider Laser X.
Yep.
Moving on! Kamen Rider Build has held their Faust Night special event that
Faust
we talked about.
Faust Night? What's that?
It was held on May 4th in the Grand Prince Hotel, cut into two parts. The first part was a special stage show featuring Build, Cross, Grease, and Rogue, and part two of the event was a talk show comprised of the main cast of the show. At the end of the cast talk, there were live transformation sequences by some Rider actors. So, and there will be putting out a DVD of the event on September 12th for 73.44 yen.
Jeez.
They better have, like, Faust Tube branding and shit on it.
Yeah, right?
I miss that.
Yeah.
All right, next. Revealed Figure Rise Standard Kamen Rider Exaid.
So what are these?
This is a model kit.
Oh, okay.
Unveiled at the Shizuoka Hobby Show in Japan, we have a prototype sample of Figurized Standard Kamen Rider Exaid, which will perfectly accompany the upcoming Build kit of the same brand.
So there's going to be a Build kit of Kamen Rider Build?
Yep, you get the Build.
Oh, perfect. Hashtag Build.
In fact, that's the name of the episode.
All right. Keep saying hashtags.
Well, that's the norm. Everyone just goes, hashtag... whatever.
No release info was disclosed because they're still in the early stages of development. They've also announced that there will be Kabuto and Fize kits.
Oh, okay. Answer me. So I saw you made a tweet today about something like Beat Saber. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, Beat Saber is like a VR music game where you wield lightsabers and wave them to music.
Oh, so you just decided to show Fize?
Right?
Okay.
Because it's like being Fize.
Because like you showed a picture of Fize with like his weapon, and then like you're talking about music. I'm like, it doesn't play music.
Look up Beat Saber on Steam.
Okay, and just Fize mode.
I mean, custom songs are coming out supposedly today, so eventually.
That's reminding me of like Taiko no Tatsujin coming out on the Switch. I hope that comes here.
Even if it doesn't, we can buy it on the Japanese store.
So someone made the Homer getting hit by a chair meme with Taiko no Tatsujin. Yeah. It was fucking amazing. I need to get that gadget.
Well, yeah, that's a gadget.
You don't get that at North.
Cool.
By Taiko no Tatsujin.
Next. Tease for release also SH Figure Arts Crow Amazon and Amazon Neo Alpha.
Blech.
I like it. I
hate Neo Alpha.
Alright, so. Teaser images released through the Figure Arts blog, both only in silhouette form, but with the theatrical release of the Amazon's movie around the corner. We will probably be getting proper release information on them very soon.
Yep, we're just itching ever closer to enter the Amazon's The Movie.
The Movie.
Part one. Because there'll be two other parts when we talk about the other movies.
Yep. Next. We have official images of the upcoming renewal figures for Ibuki, Todoroki, and Zanki.
Wait, okay, first off, go to Zanki.
All of them.
Yeah, Zanki looks so good.
They all look real good.
Like, other than Hibiki himself in Hibiki, Zanki was my other favorite character, just because he had so much going on with him. Especially the end. That was so sad.
Yep. Don't say anything.
I won't, but just... Honestly, Hibiki's not the greatest Rider series ever, but it's cool because of how unique and different it is. So... I recommend you watch it.
That's the one with the drum weapons.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this first shot of Ibuki that we're looking at here because it makes him look halfway between Ryuki and Cross.
The head sculpt looks really nice. Like, I like the shine on it. Are you gonna get Ibuki?
Probably not.
You want to do Shippuden?
I did it when I had the toy.
Yeah, I used to have that too.
So, both of these figures have the... Hold on. Blah, 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 blah.
You...
Orders are closing this month for the Ibuki one, so we have our first looks at Todoroki and Zanki. They have been appearing at previous Tamashii events, but so far Ibuki is the only one due for release, so no info on Zanki.
Probably they're going to see if Ibuki sells enough, then they'll do Zanki and Todoroki.
Yeah.
Because the thing, Emily, with Zanki and Todoroki, they're guitar-wielding riders. Oh, and so Zanki's the teacher and Todoroki is the student. And then Todoroki takes over Zanki's job. And then, like, he's, like, he's the most adorable character in the show, because he's, like, such a noob.
The best part is how he's the only one who actually plays his instrument just to play it.
And, like, after a victory, and then,
he just, like jams out on
and
his guitar.
He didn't know that people were could see him do it, and then he was, like, really embarrassed.
All right, so, next.
No, he's very dope.
Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger Super Battle DVD announced.
Girlfriend's Army. So it's just a DVD special about Tsukasa, Patron Songo, and Umika Lupin Yellow. So, yeah.
Well, works with this week's episode.
Yeah.
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 So details outside of that, not really revealed, but it is scheduled for release on June 30th.
Woo.
Neat.
That's going to be cute.
Next. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 25th Anniversary Steelbook DVD Set.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Featuring Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie Blu-ray.
Wait, the 95 movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, as always, Shout Factory is at the helm of re-releasing the old series.
But what?
The entire three-season run.
Stop doing DVDs. Do Blu-rays. That's the future. No one...
The movie's on Blu-ray. The rest of them are DVDs.
No, I know.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. Like, stop doing DVDs. Like, I get it. DVDs are cheaper and easier to manufacture, but...
These boxes are nice, though, because they've got, like, the Ranger helmets on each one of them.
Yeah.
The pairings are weird, though. Like, one box has black and green. One pair has... blue and pink. One has red and yellow, and the other one is just white.
Honestly, with Tommy, it should have been freaking green
and white. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, you know, those are the DVD cases. That's why.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
So, this set will retail for $199.99 and will be available for
$199.99!
And will be available August 7th.
$50 if you got what we were referencing there.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
Here's another hint. Its new version is terrible. Reportedly. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. God, it's going to be a fucking pain to watch.
Next.
Its new version.
Also, at San Diego Comic-Con, Bluefin Tamashii Nations teased their exclusive for this year, which is the soul of Chogokin Dragonzord standing in front of the Dinozord's soul of Chogokin Megazord. So the soul of Chogokin Dragonzord is set to release this August, and of course combines with the Megazord. No other details about release. Man, just all the things they're releasing this week, or too many things we're talking about this week have not much other info. Just the fact that they exist.
Yep.
So yeah, if you're going to San Diego Comic-Con, you'll have your chance to get it.
You will.
Next, in a surprising turn.
Oh, this was so cool.
After this week's or last week's episode of Lupin Ranger Powder Ranger, the three plushies that are being released, Fuapan, the bread bear, as well as Jagoton, the pig. I think it's a pancake.
No, it's a Jaga is potato, so it's a pig tato or pork tato is what the subs call.
As well as the shark in the dress, Samira. So all three of those plushies are getting put out.
Except they're all like little mascot sized ones instead of the giant ones they were in the show.
So they're plush keychains that are now up for pre-order. All three will be released in July for the modest price of 2,700 yen. So $30 for a keychain is a little much.
Well, it's like a decent size. It's like those ones you find in like a claw game.
I know, but like on the.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? No, those are pretty big.
Yeah. They're pretty big, but it's still like in the show they're like freaking huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, fucking Tsukasa's just. No, it's the wrong one.
Yeah.
Alright, and that's pretty much the news for this week.
Yeah, pretty short.
To the point. So, thank you all for listening, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.